It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. It is the final game of a six-game series and the last game before the All-Star break in the Pacific Coast League. Well, the Rainiers dropped the first two games of this six-game series against Oklahoma City, but then they won the next two. But lost game five yesterday. So the Rainiers need a win today in order to salvage a split of this six-gamer, which wouldn't be a bad result at all, considering that Oklahoma City is the team that is in first place in the Eastern Division and is 15 games over 500 on the season. The Rainiers enter play today with a record of 37-51, 11 games behind first place Las Vegas in the West. Tacoma looking to go into the All-Star break with a W. They are turning to Connor Wade on the mound. Wade making the start today, his 12th start, 13th appearance for Tacoma. He's 2-3 with a 5.86 ERA. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City's right-hander Mark Washington, who is first man up in what is a bullpen game for the Dodgers. They scratched their scheduled starter, Ryan Pepio. We learned about this after the game yesterday, that they decided to not have him pitch today and go with a bullpen game instead. So Washington is a true reliever and is likely to go only one or two innings to start this one for Oklahoma City. So Mark Washington on the mound for Oklahoma City and Connor Wade for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a fun one today, the Rainiers and the Dodgers in the final game before the All-Star break. Both teams aren't returning to action until Friday, so everyone knows they get a little vacation after today's game, and they want to finish up the first half on a positive note. Well, on Sundays, we typically interview the manager of the Rainiers, Tim Fedorovich, but he gets 4 days off during the season. The Mariners have their coaches do that in the minors, and he's started his 4 days today. So Zach Vinci is filling in as manager today, and he's also filling in on our interview. We'll hear from Zach Vinci when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
It's our Sunday visit with the Tacoma Rainiers manager, usually Tim Fedorovich, but today Zach Vinci is filling in. Zach, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You're managing today, and I guess in Salt Lake City, too, after the break. What's going on here?
Yeah, so the skipper, Tim Fedorovich, he's got his 4 days off, and I'm just filling in, and hopefully I can lead the boys for a couple wins here.
Yeah, you've had a lot of changing roles this year, originally coming in on the Rainiers coaching staff, your first year of coaching in the Mariners system, and we've seen you a lot in the third base coaches box, but you've done a lot of things. You filled in the big leagues when they had a COVID issue on their coaching staff. You've managed the Rainiers for a few games already here in Tacoma. How's this season going for you?
Yeah, it's been interesting, but it's been great for me. I've been learning a ton, just having different roles and seeing, just trying to fill my toolbox really with different skills, and I've learned a lot this year, and I just hopefully I can keep learning, and these kind of roles stepping in, it helps me a lot, so it's great.
With Zach Vinci. Zach, you're in your first year coaching. How did you end up getting into this? We saw you as a player in the past, of course, with the Rainiers in 2018 and a little bit of time with the Mariners and some other clubs in the big leagues. How'd you get into coaching?
Yeah, so I knew a couple guys that were with the Mariners from my playing days. I just kind of was talking to them, and I've always been interested in coaching. I didn't know what I wanted to do with baseball, but I was always drawn to coaching. And this role came up, being a player coach in the AZL, and I was fortunate enough to be in a position to take that job, and I've been loving it. So it's been great so far.
What were your thoughts when they told you this year they wanted you to go to AAA, a level that you've played at a lot?
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, it's probably the level I'm most familiar with. A lot of the guys are around the same age as me, so it makes the transition actually a little smoother, I think. So it was nice, knowing some of the guys that I've actually played against as well. So, it was an easy transition for me, and it was exciting because it's at that level where you're going to see a lot of moves going up and down, and hopefully make a difference in a player's career. So, I was super excited about it.
Well, with Zach Vinci in his first year as a Rainiers coach and filling in as manager today and in Salt Lake City this coming week after the All-Star break, Zach, what have you seen this year with the team that maybe you're proud of in terms of, like, in your first year coaching here, saying, hey, we've gotten better at fill in the blank here?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we've had our ups and downs and a lot of different moves and a lot of moving parts, but I think the guys come out and they have resilience every night. They're not just, packing it in if we're losing. You've seen earlier in the year, we've had some come from behind wins late in games. We've put together some good stretches where we're playing some good brand of baseball, and that's what I'm really proud of. The guys keep punching that time card every single day and trying to get better and trying to win games too. It's not just everyone's thinking about themselves. I think everyone's on the same page of, hey, let's try to win more games.
I agree with you on that. Even yesterday, down 8-2 at the seventh inning stretch, the Rainiers got a couple of runs, and you had me thinking up in the broadcast booth, hey, we might have another comeback coming here. Alas, it didn't happen yesterday, but there have been times this season when it has. Zach, thanks a lot for the visit. Good to have you on the coaching staff this year, and good luck in your little managerial stint here filling in for Tim.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Zach Vinci on the Rainiers pregame show. I'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Boot Barn, we take work boots seriously. Work boots need to be durable, comfortable, and long-lasting. Thorogood has been constructing tough-wearing boots since 1892. Made for the rugged workday, Thorogood boots include certified comfort and safety features to support the toughest of workers on any job site. For job-fitted boots with over 130 years of industry-leading expertise, Thorogood at Boot Barn.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the Oklahoma City Dodgers, the visitors today. Los Angeles Dodgers AAA club is managed by Travis Barbary. They have a record of 52 wins and 37 losses. Leading off for Oklahoma City is center fielder Drew Avens. Batting second, the second baseman Michael Busch. Hitting third and playing left field is Jason Martin. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Ryan Noda. Batting fifth, the right fielder James Outman. Hitting sixth is shortstop Jake Amaya. Batting seventh, designated hitter Hunter Fiducia. Hitting eighth and playing third base is Andy Burns. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Tony Wolters. On the mound, right-hander Mark Washington, normally a reliever. He's made 9 appearances out of the pen for Oklahoma City. No record of 6.75 ERA. Well, the Tacoma Rainiers are 37-51 on the year. The Rainiers are the Seattle Mariners AAA club, and Zach Vinci is filling in as manager today for Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field is Forrest Wall. Batting second, designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting third, the third baseman Drew Ellis. In the cleanup spot for Tacoma, playing right field today is Marcus Wilson. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Hitting sixth is left fielder Trey Ambergy. Batting seventh for the Red Ears, first baseman Scott Heineman. Hitting eighth is the shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, second baseman Alex Blandino. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Connor Wade. Wade has a record of 2 wins and 3 losses with a 5.86 ERA. Our umpires, we have a 4-man crew. Robert Nunez behind the plate, Alex McKay at first base, David Martinez at second base, and Randy Rosenberg at third. It's Tacoma and Oklahoma City in the final game of the 6-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. As we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers from Cheney Stadium, where it's cloudy today. Got a cloud cover overhead. Some patches of blue sky are visible, but cloudy for the most part. And game time temperature right around 61 degrees. And the flag hanging still on its pole in center field. Connor Wade's ready to go to work, and the Red Ears starter's first pitch is sprayed down the left field line by Drew Avens, and this goes foul and out of play, and we are underway. Strike one to Drew Avens. Connor Wade, 2-3 with a 5.86 ERA. The right-hander making his 12th start for Tacoma. In 50 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 64 hits, only 12 walks, and has struck out 31. He pitches to contact. He's going to be around the zone. 0-1 pitch is fouled off on the third base side, and the count goes to 0-2. And Wade is really going to be facing a lot of left-handed hitters today. Oklahoma City has 7 left-handed hitters in its starting lineup. So 0-2 now the count to Drew Avens. And Wade's pitch is swung on and hits softly into shallow left field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. And Avens is on to get things started at the top of the first inning, and just more of the same for him. Avens has a 9-game hitting streak now, and he has reached base with a hit or a walk in 29 consecutive games, which is the longest such streak that is active in the PCL right now. So Avens is aboard, and now Michael Busch is the batter. Left-hand hitting second baseman, and Busch takes ball one. Wade, in his last start, pitched well in Reno last Sunday, going 5 innings, allowing 2 runs. Now a swing and a foul back, and the count's even 1-1. Wade got no decision in that start in Reno, which didn't actually get decided until extra innings. The Rainiers lost that game in extras, 3-2. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in standing up is Avens. Rainiers have Scott Heineman playing first base for the second consecutive game. The shifted infield with Busch at the plate includes second baseman Alex Blandino and shortstop Mason McCoy on the right side of the infield. Drew Ellis, the only man on the left side, as the next pitch is a swing and a miss by Busch, and the count goes to 1-2. Outfield is straight away. It's Ambergy in left, Wall in center, and Wilson in right. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced slowly to McCoy. He flips it to Ellis. There's one. Relay to first, and it is not in time. Busch avoids being doubled up on a close play at first base. Ball was not hit sharply. This was a slow bouncer. And McCoy, the shifted shortstop, fielded it and flipped it to Drew Ellis, the third baseman, who served as the pivot on the double play attempt. Just the one out recorded. Avens forced out 6-5, if you're keeping score. Busch aboard at first with one out, and now Jason Martin is the batter. And Wade's pitch to Martin is taken low and away for a ball 1-0. Martin, the big run producer in the middle of the Oklahoma City lineup, and he's had an excellent series here at Cheney. He's hitting on the year 287 with 19 homers, and he bounces one to second. Another try at the double play. Blandino to McCoy for one. Relay to first again is not in time on another close play. And again, the Red Ears didn't turn the double play just because the ground ball, the bouncer, was not quite hit hard enough. Another slow bouncer. Blandino going to McCoy for the force. And the relay to first was not in time. So two down. And Martin at first base now. And Ryan Noda is the batter. And the Red Ears shift him with Blandino, the second baseman, playing way out on the outfield grass. And the pitch to Noda is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Noda hitting .264 with a dozen homers. Leads the league with 49 walks and has a .380 on base percentage. And he swings and lines one towards left. Ambergy going back, and he reaches up and makes the catch. Noda lines out, and that does it for Oklahoma City at the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on. And Tacoma keeps Oklahoma City off the scoreboard in the first inning for the first time since Thursday night. We go to the bottom of the first. Oklahoma City nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Oklahoma City did not score in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Forrest Wall leads things off, and the pitch from Mark Washington is popped up foul and out of play. And that is strike one. Bullpen day for Oklahoma City, and Washington, who pitched in relief earlier in this series, gets the start for the Dodgers, and Wall fouls off his next pitch. Wall hitting .244, four homers. .324 on base percentage. 0-2 the count, and Washington's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three through a fastball past Wall at 94 on the gun. One away at the bottom of the first, and here comes the rehabilitating Mariner, Kyle Lewis. Washington pitched on Thursday night, and the Rainiers got to him in that game for four runs in one inning. Mason McCoy hit a homer off him. See if they can get to him for some runs here tonight early in this game. The first pitch to Lewis is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Lewis DHing today, 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball outside to Adele. He's on the rehab assignment from the Mariners, currently on their injury list with a concussion. Now the 2-0 pitch is hit in the air to shallow right. Coming in is Outman, and he's under it now, and Outman makes the catch. And two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. So Drew Ellis is now the batter. Ellis Right-hand hitter. Hitting 210 in 18 games for Tacoma with a 716 OPS, and he takes a slider down low for a ball, 1-0. No score, bottom of the first. We're just underway here at Cheney Stadium as Ellis drives one towards left center field. Avens on the run, and he can't get it. It's over his head, and it bounces away from him after hitting the wall. Ellis is around second. He's headed to third, and he's going to make it in there with a stand-up triple. Drew Ellis drove one over the head of Avens, the center fielder who was moving back towards the fence in left center. And the ball short hopped the wall and then bounced away from Avens back towards center. So he had to change directions to go get it. And Ellis ends up with his first triple as a Rainier. So he's at third base with two down. And now Marcus Wilson is the batter. And the pitch to Marcus is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Wilson hitting 222 with a dozen homers, 813 on base percentage. Very patient hitter, draws a lot of walks, and has a knack for extra base hits. Here's the 1-0 from Washington, and it is down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Wilson had a couple of base hits in yesterday's game. He'd love one right here with two outs to pick up Drew Ellis from third base. Here's the 2-0 pitch on its way, and it is inside. Three balls, no strikes. Now the 3-0 pitch is coming, and it is ball four. Wilson wasn't entirely sure, and everyone had to wait for the computer to give its final readout, and ball four, the ruling. Marcus Wilson draws the four-pitch walk, and now runners are at first and third with two outs for Joe Odom, who is hitting 229 with nine homers and a 782 OPS. And Washington is ready, and the pitch is in the dirt, and it bounces just a couple feet away from Tony Wolters, the veteran catcher, and he recovered it quickly to prevent anyone from advancing. Wilson's a threat to try to swipe second base here with runners at the corners and two outs. Wilson 10 out of 12 in his base-stealing attempts this year. He's being held on by Noda. And Washington with his pitch, and there's a fastball that is in for a strike, 1-1, 93 on the gun. Joe Odom has the Rainiers' longest active hitting streak right now, a five-gamer. And he's not in the lineup every day, so that's spread out over some time. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Odom doing the catching today, and he shares the catching duties with Brian O'Keefe, who has the day off. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left field. He didn't get all of it. Martin is there, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track, and that is the final out of the inning. Right here's threatening the first, but they do not score. They had a hit, and they leave two runners stranded on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. James Outman, Jake Abaya, and Hunter Fiducia, the three scheduled hitters for Oklahoma City in the top of the second inning. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. And Outman stands in, and the first pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. James Outman recently promoted from AA to AAA in the Dodgers system, and in his first 14 games for Oklahoma City, he's batting .235 with three homers. He takes down low, 2-0 the count. Outman has been the RBI guy for Oklahoma City in this series, as there's ball three now, 3-0. Outman with eight runs batted in over the first five games of this series between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. 3-0 pitch from Wade is swung on and yanked foul down the right field line over the berm, which is pretty well populated this afternoon. Folks bring their blankets out, lay on the sloped grass of the right field berm here at Cheney as there's ball four to Outman. And a five-pitch walk starts the second inning. James Outman heads down to first base. And now Jake Amaya is the batter. Right-hand hitter Amaya batting .248 in 29 games for Oklahoma City. He, like Outman, began the year with the Dodgers double-A team, which is in Tulsa. Here's a swing and a soft liner to short, and it is dropped by McCoy. He picks it up and throws to second for one, and the Red Ears were trying to turn a double play, but the umpire said, no, 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 you dropped that on purpose. You don't get a double play. We're going to just call that a catch. McCoy tried to trick him here with kind of a soft liner. He dropped it on purpose to try to turn a double play instead of get just one out. And the umpires weren't allowing it. So it's just ruled a line out to the shortstop. A soft line out at that. And now Hunter Fiducia is the batter, and he takes ball one, 1-0. Can't fault McCoy for trying. Why not? Next pitch is grounded foul, first base side, and the count goes to 1-1. Fiducia in his eighth AAA game, also promoted from AA Tulsa. Somehow over the years, the Los Angeles Dodgers ended up having the upper levels of their farm system being Oklahoma. Here's a drive to the gap in right center, and that's going to split him and go for extra bases. Around third is Outman. He will score in at second base with a double and an RBI is Fiducia. And Oklahoma City takes the 1-0 lead here at the top of the second inning. Ball was driven into the gap in right center. Andy Burns now the batter. Burns, right-hand hitter and a veteran, hitting .210 and 200 at-bats for Oklahoma City with a 681 OPS. And the pitch to him is outside for a ball, 1-0. So Oklahoma City scores first, which they have now done in five of the six games of this series. Next pitch in there for a strike. Counts even now, 1-1 to Burns. Connor Wade. Ready. And his 1-1 pitch is swung on. It bounced foul on the third base side. 1-2 the count. A rare walk for Wade. Led off this inning. He hardly ever walks anybody, but walked the leadoff man this inning. And like it often does, that leadoff walk came back to haunt him. Now the 1-2 pitch to Burns is swung on and bounced slowly up the third baseline. It is a foul ball just to the left of the bag. So still one ball, two strikes to Andy Burns. Burns heads back to the batter's box now. Ball nearly stayed fair. The Rainiers were fortunate that it did not, that last little bouncer. Wade looking for his first strikeout of the day. The right-hander from Scottsdale, Arizona is set, and the pitch is low and away. Two balls, two strikes. One out, runner at second. Tony Walters on deck. And the pitch is low with the fastball. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. And it is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line, and that goes foul. So still three balls, two strikes to Burns, who is having a prolonged plate appearance here in the top of the second inning. Rainiers have him shifted with three infielders on the left side. Wade once again is set, and here's his 3-2 pitch, and it swung on and bounced towards third, and this is just foul again, barely to the left of the bag. Still three balls, two strikes. Payoff again is hit in the air to center field. A fair ball. Tracking it is Wall. He's under it and he makes the catch for out number two. Tagging at second and advancing to third with ease is Fiducia, but there are now two outs in the inning as Burns flies out to center field. Runner at third with two outs. And now Tony Walters will be the batter. Walters hitting 221 in 42 games. Part of the Oklahoma City catching group making the start behind the dish tonight. Or today, if you prefer. So here's one down low for a ball. What an 0. Next pitch, hit sharply, just fair down the right field line. And the diving Heineman got his glove on it. It slowed it down, and it's trickling down the foul line. And scoring from third base is Fiducia, and ending up at second base is Walters. And Oklahoma City now leads it 2-0. Ball was yanked down the first baseline, just barely fair. It bounced on the chalk line, which is fair. And Heineman, the first baseman, laid out in a dive and extended and got his glove on it, which knocked the ball into foul territory down the right field line. And Walters ends up with a double as a result. Now Drew Avens is the batter, and he takes ball one. 1-0 the count. First pitch change up there from Wade. So Walters with his seventh double and 23rd run batted into the season. And the 1-0 now is just outside. Two balls, no strikes. Another changeup from Wade that had some fading action on it and faded right out of the strike zone. Now the 2-0. And this is swung on and grounded to the left side, and that gets through for a base hit. And around third is Walters, and he will score as Ambergie will throw it into second base. A two-out RBI single for Drew Avens, and it is 3-0 Oklahoma City as they have had back-to-back two-out RBI hits. And now Michael Bush will be the hitter. Trip to the mound by the right ears catcher, Joe Odom. Now he's back behind the plate. And this is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now here's a swing and a pop-up foul. Third base side. Odom out from behind the plate. He's going to have room, and he gets there and makes the catch. And Bush fouls out, and that does it for Oklahoma City at the top of the second inning. But the Dodgers put three runs on the scoreboard with three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called, and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
3-0, Oklahoma City leading the Red Ears, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. Trey Ambergie leading things off against the right-hander Mark Washington, and just took a couple of pitches, and he's ahead of the count. Two balls, no strikes. Ambergie making the start today in left field, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch from Washington, and it is a check swing. And did he go around? I guess so. So two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low and away for ball three. Now there's ball four. So a leadoff walk. Ampergee is on. Second walk issued by Washington, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Heineman making the start at first base for his second day in a row and in the starting lineup for his third straight day. And the pitch from Washington to Heineman is taken down low and away for a ball, 1-0. Heineman was 0 for 3 last night, did draw a walk. Now the 1-0 is on its way. And this is in for a called strike. 1-1 now to Heineman. Three nothing Dodgers. We're in the bottom of the second inning on this Sunday afternoon here at Cheney Stadium. As here's a bouncer to the left side, and it finds a hole between short and third. It goes through into left field, and Ambergy is on. Heineman with a single to left, and there are two on with no one out for Mason McCoy. So the Red Ears with something developing here. And it was McCoy who homered off of this pitcher, Mark Washington, when he pitched in relief on Thursday. This is a bullpen game for Oklahoma City, and they are already warming up their next pitcher in the pen right now, who appears to be right-hander Marshall Kosowski. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it is a swing and a foul right off the mask of Walters behind the plate. And that is strike one. McCoy's hitting .225 with eight homers, 28 runs batted in. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled between short and third on the ground, and that's a base hit. And here comes Ambergy around third. He's headed home. Throw to the plate is not in time. Ambergy scores. It's an RBI single for Mason McCoy. Heineman ends up at second base, and it is Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1. So the Red Ears get on the board with a walk and back-to-back singles in the bottom of the second inning. And now Alex Blandino will bat with a couple of men on base. Blandino settling into the batter's box. He was off yesterday, was in the lineup on Friday, had a sack fly, and was 0 for 2 with an RBI. The pitch to Blandino is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes. 0-2 the count to Blandino. So the Red Ears on the board here in the second. Now the 0-2 is on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air to left field. A high fly hanging up there for Jason Martin, the left fielder, now making the catch, and there's the first out of the inning. The runners have to hold. So Heineman still at second, and McCoy at first, one down, and the lineup turns over, and Forrest Wall will be the batter, with Kyle Lewis moving into the on-deck circle. Wall struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1 today. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Now a pickoff play at second, and Heineman's in trouble, and he is picked off of second base. Oh, boy. Broke towards second too early, took that secondary lead as the shortstop Amaya snuck in behind him and received the toss from pitcher Mark Washington, and they pick off Heineman at second base. And that is out number two, and that's costly. Now you've got two outs in the inning. Wall's going to have to reach to get Kyle Lewis to the plate with men on, as here's one up high to Wall. McCoy at first with two outs. One ball, one strike, the count to Forrest Wall. And now the pitch is swung on and grounded into right field. A base hit, and McCoy goes to second and stops there. Wall is on, and Kyle Lewis will bat with the runners on base. Two on, two out. Lewis flied out to right field earlier. He's 0 for 1 today. Now out to the mound is Travis Barbary, the manager of the Dodgers, and that's going to do it for Mark Washington. He's going to bring in a fresh arm to face Kyle Lewis, and it'll be, I believe, the right-hander Marshall Kosowski. So Kosowski coming in. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the bottom of the second inning. Two on, two out. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
It is 3-1 Oklahoma City. We are in the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma has two runners on base with two outs. The new pitcher for Oklahoma City is Marshall Kosowski, and his pitch to Kyle Lewis is taken up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Kosowski, in his 30th appearance for Oklahoma City, 1-0 with a 2.21 ERA, 40 strikeouts, 26 walks in 36 and two-thirds innings. Hasn't allowed a homer all season. Pitch to Lewis is in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Rainiers have Mason McCoy at second base, Forrest Wall at first with two outs. Big at bat early in this game for the Rainiers with Lewis at the plate with a chance to do some damage, and the 1-1 pitch is taken outside for a ball, 2-1. Rainiers with Drew Ellis on deck. Kosowski is set. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire on appeal. Three balls, one strike. Kyle! Now the 3-1 is coming. And it is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes full 3-2. So Lewis let it fly on the 3-1 count. Runners will be off with the pitch on the full count with two down. And Kosowski is set. Here's the payoff, and it is a swing and a bouncer back to the mound. A check swing by Lewis, and it was fielded by Kosowski, and he tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over. Right here, settle for one run at the bottom of the second inning on three hits. There were no errors, a costly pickoff, and two runners left on. We go to the third inning. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On we go to the third inning. It is Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1. And the first pitch from Connor Wade to Jason Martin is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Martin bounced out earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the next pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Each team doing their scoring in the second inning. Three for Oklahoma City in the top of the frame. One for the Rainiers in the bottom. 2-0 pitch to Martin is a vicious swing and a miss. There is strike one. Big cut there. And the count goes to 2-1. Next pitch from Connor Wade is swung on. Bounced to second base. Fielded by Blandino. And he throws out Martin at first base. And one man is gone in the top of the third inning. Leadoff man retired for the first time today. And now Ryan Noda will be the hitter. If you missed the news in the pregame show, the Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich and pitching coach Alon Leishman away from the club today and also during the Salt Lake series. So here's a swing and a grounder foul first base side. Zach Vinci is managing the Rainiers in Fedorovich's spot. And he said that Dan Wilson will be rejoining the club in Salt Lake City for that three-game series after the All-Star break Friday through Sunday. So 1-0, or the 0-1 is grounded foul, strike two. And filling in for pitching coach Alon Leishman is Cameron Ming, who is in his first season in the Mariners organization as a coach. And had been helping in Everett this season. And Ming serving as the pitching coach here for a few days. So now here's a pitch that is in there for a called strike three to Noda. And that is out number two at the top of the third inning. Connor Wade with his first strikeout, two down, and now James Outman is the batter. Altman walked and scored in the second inning. It was a leadoff walk that started the three-run rally for the Dodgers, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off and shatters his bat. And there's strike one. And there is one less bat that the Oklahoma City Dodgers are going to have to fly home with. So Altman goes to the dugout to get a new stick. This is the last game of this series, last game before the All-Star break. The Rainiers do play Oklahoma City again this year at their place, Bricktown Ballpark, in September. 0-1 is swung out and popped up foul and out of play. Strike two. Rainiers have not been to Oklahoma City since the 2019 season. They have a cool stadium there. It's always fun to call games there. 0-2 pitch to Altman. Inside for a ball, 1-2. Now this one is down and in. Two balls, two strikes to James Altman. Two outs, no one on at the top of the third inning. And the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow center. Looking for it is McCoy. He's having some trouble, but here comes the left fielder, Ambergy. He saw it all the way, and he makes the catch for the final out at the top of the third inning. Altman is retired, and Oklahoma City goes in order in the top of the third inning. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's 3-1, Oklahoma City leading Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third. Drew Ellis, Marcus Wilson, and Joe Odom are due up for the Rainiers against the right-hander Marshall Kosowski. And Kosowski's pitch to Ellis is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ellis tripled his first time up today. Drove one to deep left center. Got a funny bounce off the outfield fence and three bases. Next pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. And this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Kosowski went up the ladder with a fastball, and Ellis strikes out, one away in the bottom of the third inning. The starter for Oklahoma City, Mark Washington, went an inning of two-thirds, allowed 4 hits, 1 run, which was earned. He walked 2, struck out 1. It is a true bullpen day for Oklahoma City. They're going to run through a lot of guys. Here's Kosowski with his pitch to Marcus Wilson now. And it is down low for a ball, 1-0. Wilson walked earlier. Now the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Well, shortly before the game today, well, before the Mariners game today in Texas, it was announced that Ty France is a late addition to the American League All-Star team, replacing the injured Mike Trout, who has a back issue. Here's a pitch in for a strike. And Trout was out of the Angels lineup the last couple of days, and they decided to not have him push it in the All-Star game. So that worked out to Ty France's advantage. He joins the All-Star team. Congratulations to him. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. In fact, France has celebrated his All-Star nod by homering today, his 11th of the year. He went deep for the Mariners, who lead Texas 6-2 in the eighth inning. Cal Raleigh also with a homer today. Julio Rodriguez, a big two-run double. Now the 1-2 is up and away to Wilson, 2-2. And the Mariners trying to secure their 14th consecutive win. We will keep you posted. 2-2 on its way to Wilson. And this one's hit well in the air to left, but not deep. And it's caught by the left fielder, Martin. Off the bat, it looked good, but got under it a little bit. A high fly that didn't even send Martin back to the track. He just caught it in his position out there in medium deep left field. So two away, and now Joe Odom is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Odom. He flied out to left field his first time up. And the pitch now is high and inside. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it goes to 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, a fastball away, and Odom went after it, and Kosowski sets down the Red Ears in order at the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We head to the fourth inning. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We we're here for you.
Three to one, Oklahoma City leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with Connor Wade on the hill. And he'll face Jake Amaya to lead things off. And the first pitch to Amaya is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Amaya softly lined out to the shortstop his first time up. Next pitch is taken inside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Now the 2-1. Swung on and chopped slowly to short. McCoy charges, fields it, throws it to first in time for the out. And one man is gone at the top of the fourth inning. Amaya retired on a slow bouncer that Mason McCoy was forced to charge and make an off-balance throw to first base, but was able to get Amaya for the first out of the inning. So one down, and now Hunter Fiducia will be the batter. He doubled and scored and drove in a run with that double in the second inning. And the pitch is stroked towards the shallow center, and back is McCoy, and he makes it over the shoulder catch in shallow center field, and Fiducia is out, and two men are gone in the top of the fourth inning. And now Andy Burns will be the hitter for Oklahoma City. Dodgers tied atop the Eastern Division standings with El Paso. El Paso kept the pace with Oklahoma City by winning last night against Round Rock 7-1. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Brent Rooker hit a three-run homer for El Paso, and former Rainier Ray Kerr tossed two scoreless innings and was credited with the win in relief for the Chihuahuas last night. As here's a swing and a one hopper to short. McCoy has it, and he throws out Burns at first base, wrapping up the top of the fourth inning. Very quick three up, three down inning delivered by Connor Wade. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Three to one is our score. Oklahoma City with the lead over the Tacoma Red Ears. Trey Ambergie, Scott Heineman, and Mason McCoy, the scheduled batters for Tacoma as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. New pitcher is in for Oklahoma City, right-hander Jake Reed, who is making his Oklahoma City Dodgers debut. He was just claimed off waivers by the Dodgers organization from the New York Mets, who designated him for assignment on July 10th. Reed's last game was in the big leagues, Mets against the Marlins on July 7th, and he worked two scoreless innings in that game, and then the Mets DFA'd him, and the Dodgers picked him up and optioned him to AAA Oklahoma City, and this is his first game with his new team, and his pitch to Trey Ambergie is fouled off. There's strike one. Jake Reed, an Oregon Duck. Fifth round pick in 2014 by the Minnesota Twins. And his pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. I should rephrase it when I say that this is his Oklahoma City debut, because that's not true. This is his Oklahoma City debut for this year. That's true. As here's a foul out of play by Ambergie. He's been with the Dodgers before in 2021, a mid-season free agent signee, and he pitched in 9 games for Oklahoma City that year, last year, before taking a waiver wire tour of the big leagues. And he throws one outside to Ambergie, and the count's even, 2-2. Now his pitch is lined towards center, struck well, but drifting back and reaching up and hauling it in is Drew Avins, the center fielder. And one man is gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. So Reed gets Ambergie to fly to center, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Reed is in relief of Marshall Kosowski, who worked an inning and a third, retiring all 4 batters he faced with 2 strikeouts. Now the pitch to Heineman is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Heineman singled in the second, he's 1-for-1. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. 0-2 the count. So no balls, 2 strikes to Heineman. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now this one is down low for a ball, 2-2. Two-two pitch is pulled to short on one hop. That's fielded by Amaya, and he throws out Heineman at first base, and 2 men are gone. Heineman hit that pretty sharply, but right to Amaya on one hop. So 2 outs, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy had an RBI single in the second inning, 1-for-1 tonight. He's now hit safely in his last 4 games. Pitch to McCoy is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. So 1-1 the count to McCoy. 2 outs, no one on in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Reed's pitch is outside, 2-ball, 1-strike. Plantino on deck for Tacoma. 2-1 pitch, fouled away. Counts even, 2-2. Now Reed's ready, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, wrapped on the ground to the second baseman, Michael Bush, who fields it and throws out McCoy at first, and that does it for the Red Ears. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Jake Reed sets down the side in order. We go to the fifth inning. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. His first pitch to Tony Walters is lifted in the air to right field. That struck well. Wilson back, and also back is Forrest Wall, and Wall makes the catch on the warning track below the scoreboard in right center field. And there's the first out of the fifth inning on one pitch. Walters flies out to deep right center. And now Drew Avins will be the batter. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and an RBI. Connor Wade, meanwhile, has retired 8 consecutive Oklahoma City Dodgers. Here's his pitch to Avins, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is up high for a ball. 1-1. In the West yesterday, first place Las Vegas and second place Reno both got shut out as here's a foul by Avins, 1-2 the count. So Vegas still with a half game lead over Reno going into today's action. Vegas got shut out by Salt Lake yesterday at home, 11-0. Very tough place to pitch a shutout, Las Vegas ballpark. 5 Salt Lake pitchers combined on a 5-hitter. So here's one down low to Avins. And meanwhile, the Bees hit 4 homers. Salt Lake leads the league in shutouts. They've pitched 5 shutouts this year. There's a swing and a foul back by Avins. And then Reno's 7-game win streak came to a halt in Sugar Land, Texas in a 1-0 loss. Real pitcher's duel there. It's now the 2-2 to Avins as a swing and a miss, strike 3. Wade got him for his 2nd strikeout of the day, and that's 9 in a row set down by the right-hander. And now Michael Bush will be the batter. Yesterday at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Tommy Henry started for Reno. J.P. France started for Sugar Land, and it was 0-0 after 9. Both teams' starting pitcher went seven shutout innings. So here's one outside to Bush. Henry gave up five hits for Reno. J.P. France for Sugarland pitched seven shutout innings of one-hit ball. So here's one outside now to Bush. And then finally in the 10th inning with it 0-0, they put the automatic runner at second base, and Reno still couldn't score at the top of the inning. But Sugarland did. Here's a grounder to first, fielded by Heineman, and he takes it to the bag himself, and Bush is retired. Three up, three down again. How about 10 in a row set down by Connor Wade? We are halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning with the score, Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you. The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and our score is Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for Oklahoma City to work the bottom of the fifth inning. Their fourth pitcher used in this bullpen game. It's the four-time American League All-Star as a member of the New York Yankees, Dellen Betances. And Betances will face Alex Blandino, Forrest Wall, and Kyle Lewis here in the fifth. He's in relief of Jake Reed, who pitched a three-up, three-down fourth inning without any strikeouts. Yeah, the pitch to Blandino is outside for a ball, 1-0. Betances is in his ninth appearance for Oklahoma City, and he's allowed six runs in 7 1/3 innings. 1-0 pitch, called a strike, 1-1. This is his second appearance of the series. He worked in Thursday's game, and the Rainiers scored two runs against him. Now the 1-1 is over for a strike, 1-2. Betances was wild in that game, walking one batter and hitting two others with pitches. His breaking ball was what he was having trouble controlling. And the 1-2 is a fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is outside, ball three, and it's a full count to Blandino. Payoff is a breaking ball up and in, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Blandino, and that gets things started for the Red Ears in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Blandino is on. His 49th walk drawn this year in the Pacific Coast League. And now Forrest Wall is the batter. And the pitch hits him. And they check to see if he swung at it as it hit him, and the third base umpire says no, he did not. And Wall will be awarded first base. And Pilantino takes second. And this was an issue for Betances on Thursday as he hit two batters in that game. This time Wall had squared around to bunt and he promptly got drilled on the leg. He's all right. So the Red Ears have two on with nobody out and Kyle Lewis coming to the plate. He's 0 for 2 with a fly out and a ground out. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses high, 1-0. Rainiers with the tying runners on base, no one out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the 1-0, and the runners go. The pitch is a strike. The throw goes down to second, not in time. It's a double steal. Blandino steals second, and Forrest Wall steals Blandino steals third, and Wall steals second on the double steal. Blandino's sixth steal for Tacoma, and Wall's 26th. And there are two men in scoring position now. Here comes the 1-1 from Betances, and it is outside for a ball. 2-1. Rainiers still lead the league in stolen bases. They now have 113, although their lead coming into today was just one steal over Reno. But the Rainiers have been leading the league in stolen bases pretty much from the get-go this year. 2-1 pitch to Lewis. Off-speed pitch outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Infield aligned traditionally, outfield straight away. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is outside, ball four, and that's going to load him up. Lewis heads down to first. Wall remains at second. Blandino remains at third. There is nobody out, and Drew Ellis coming to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a triple tonight. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, out of play. So 0-1 the count to Ellis. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1 now. Right here's looking for a big hit. And the 1-1 pitch is on its way, and this is called a strike, and it's now 1-2. So Ellis behind in the count against Dellen Betances. And the pitch is up and away with a fastball, and that evens things up, 2-2. On deck is Marcus Wilson. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it is a called strike three on the outside corner, and Ellis goes down looking for the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Marcus Wilson will be next. The catcher Walters out to talk to Betances for a moment. Wow, that was a costly strikeout with the bases loaded. We'll see if Wilson can put the ball in play here and at least get in a run in from third base, where Blandino has a small lead. Wall at second, Lewis at first. Here's the first pitch to Marcus Wilson, and it is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now Wilson taps the bat on home plate and here's the 1-0, and it is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is outside, ball three. And Marcus Wilson way out ahead of the count here, 3-0. Now, he's free to swing here if he wants, but Wilson is a very patient hitter, and he may just watch it go by regardless. Here's the 3-0 from Betances, and it is outside, ball four. That forces in a run. Plantino scores. Wall takes third. Lewis to second. Marcus Wilson just takes the bases loaded walk to force in a run. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 2. And now a trip to the mound by the Oklahoma City pitching coach, Dave Borkowski. And they're warming up a right-hander in the bullpen. And that's Justin Hagenman who's warming up in the pen. So Betances wild again. He was like this on Thursday, but not as severely on Thursday. Today, five batters have come to the plate and four have reached on three walks and a hit by pitch. So Joe Odom will bat with the bases loaded and one out. Odom settling into the batter's box now. And the pitch is taken for ball one. A little high. Now the 1-0 is on its way. And it's in the dirt and low. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is called a strike, 2-1. Odom looked like he was just going to take until a strike was thrown, and he's done that now. That ends a string of six consecutive balls. So now it's two balls, one strike to Odom. And the pitch is way outside, ball three. One more ball and we're tied up. With the bases loaded and one out. Three balls, one strike to Joe Odom. Ambergy on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is outside, ball four. Betances just misses. Wall scores the tying run. Lewis goes to third. Wilson takes second. Odom walks with the bases full to force in the tying run. And now Trey Ambergy is the batter, and Travis Barber is going to have to make a change and go to the bullpen here with the bases loaded and one out. He's going to bring in Hagenman to see if he can get out of this jam. So we'll take a break for the pitching change. Suddenly all tied up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
The bottom of the fifth inning, all tied up. Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 3, and the Red Ears have the bases loaded with one out. Trey Ambergy coming to the plate. New pitcher for Oklahoma City is Justin Hagenman. He's 4-1 with a 7.39 ERA in 22 appearances this year. 30 strikeouts, 15 walks, and 31 2/3 innings for Hagenman. Ambergy stands in. Lewis at third, Wilson at second, Odom at first for the Red Ears with one out. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. First pitch slider from Hagenman. Red Ears have tied this game, scoring two runs this inning without a hit. As Betances went a third of an inning, walked four, hit a batter with a pitch, struck out one. He's been charged with two runs so far. Ambergy bounces one foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. Meanwhile, the Mariners have won their 14th in a row. They beat Texas. Final score in Arlington, Mariners 6, Rangers 2. 14 consecutive wins. And suddenly the Mariners are 9 games over 500 going into the All-Star break. And they hold a wild card spot in the American League standings, or they would if the season ended today. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ambergy, outside. One ball, two strikes. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is down low. And it looked like the catcher, Walters, was crossed up on that. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is swung on and hit into left center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Lewis will score. Behind him is Wilson. He scores. Going to third is Odom. It's a two-run single for Trey Ambergy. And the Red Ears have their first lead of the day. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 3. Ambergy just reached out and looped this one out into left center for a two-run single. Ambergy's fourth and fifth RBIs as a member of the Red Ears. Still only one out. Runners at the corners now for Scott Heidemann. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Heidemann's 1-for-2 with a single in this one. Four-run rally and counting for Tacoma here at the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. It's 0-2. Yeah, this pitch is outside. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is coming, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Heinemann looking to add to this Rainiers lead. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2. Called strike three, a fastball at the knees, and Heinemann is the second out of the inning. So Hagenman strikes out Heinemann. Two down, and now Mason McCoy is the ninth Tacoma batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning. McCoy's 1-2 with an RBI single in the second inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now this pitch is outside. 1-1 to McCoy. Rainiers have scored 4 runs this inning and have only 1 hit. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. So 1-2. And the pitch, with a runner going from first, is up high, and bluffing the throw to second is Walters, but he just hangs out of the baseball, and Ambergee steals second base. And that's his first steal as a member of the Rainiers. Now time called, McCoy steps out for a moment. Base hit here could bring in a pair of runs. McCoy looks out towards Hagenman. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike 3. They got him with a fastball, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. But the Rainiers rally with 4 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning and only 1 hit. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 3.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 3. Connor Wade has set down 10 consecutive Oklahoma City Dodgers, and he remains on the mound here to begin the sixth inning. He'll face Jason Martin, Ryan Noda, and James Outman. Pitch to Martin is called a strike. First pitch changeup. 0-1 the count. Wade's only thrown 65 pitches, as now his next one is rolled to second, and that's fielded by Blandino, and he throws out Martin. Two pitches, and Martin is retired. How about 11 consecutive batters set down by Connor Wade? And now Ryan Noda will be the hitter. Noda 0-2 with a line out and a strikeout. And the pitch is swatted down the right field line, but that hooks and goes foul and will be strike one. Rainiers just took the lead with four runs in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 0-1 to Noda, and it is swung on and grounded back to the mound. Scooped up by Wade, flip it to first for the out, and two men are gone in the sixth. And now James Outman will be the hitter. All-star break starts after this game. All the teams off until Friday. Four-day all-star break, new to AAA baseball this year. It used to be three. But they went to four in the majors a couple of years ago, and it looks, I guess we're following suit now, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Outman. No all-star game this year. So here's a swing and a little nubber in front of the plate. Out to get it is Wade. He picks it up, throws to first, in time for the out. And another quick and easy inning delivered by Connor Wade. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
On we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma leading 5-3. And new pitcher for Oklahoma City, their sixth of the game. It's right-hander Bobby Wall. He'll face Alex Blandino, Forrest Wall, and Kyle Lewis. Bobby Wall appearing in his sixth game for Oklahoma City. He's allowed 7 runs in 3 2/3 innings. And the pitch to Blandino. Yeah, that's low. One ball, no strikes. Now the 1-0. And this is outside for a ball to Wendell. Now the 2-0 pitch. Misses ball three. Well, walks were the key to the Red Ears rally last inning. Four walks and a hit batter in the fifth inning. That was only one hit, and it resulted in four runs. Not the hit, but the rally itself in its entirety. Now here's a strike to Blandino, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 is down and in, ball four, leadoff walk. And that is the second one drawn by Blandino, his 50th of the season. And Tacoma has drawn seven walks in this game. Forrest Walls 1-for-2. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. And he swings and hits a grounder to first. Lunging to field it is Noda. He flips it to the shortstop for one. Relay to first is not in time, as Wall reaches base on a fielder's choice. So he's on at first with one out now, and Kyle Lewis coming to the plate. Lewis is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch to Lewis. No, a turn and a throw to first base instead, and Walls back in with a dive. Walls a threat to steal. Wall stole a base just last inning. And he has a healthy lead. Bobby Wall with his pitch. Forrest on the run. The pitch is misses for a ball. The throw to second is not in time. And Forrest Wall steals second base for his second steal of this game and 27th of the year. Pitch was called a strike on Lewis. 0-1 the count. Now this pitch is a ball outside. 1-1 the count. I was talking before the break that, we've got the All-Star break here starting after the game, but no AAA All-Star game this year for the second season in a row and the third year in a row since we didn't play at all in 2020. Here's a wild pitch, and Wall will advance to third. And he's just 90 feet away from scoring with one out. There has been some rumblings that the AAA All-Star game could come back next year. And it is a fun event. We had a great time hosting it here in 2017. It was a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun. Infield in, two balls, one strike to Lewis. And the pitch is inside, ball three. Yesterday, the sports writer for the News Tribune, Lauren Smith, asked me, if there was a AAA All-Star game, who would be the Rainiers All-Star? Here's a swing and a bouncer to third with the infield in. It's fielded actually by the shortstop, Amaya. He's going to concede the run and throw out Lewis. Forrest Wall scores from third base, and the Rainiers lead it 6-3. It was a high bouncer, just a one-hopper, high hop, that Amaya, the drawn-in shortstop, fielded, but Forrest Wall got a good read on this off the bat, and he ends up scoring from third base with his great wheels. Amaya just throws out Lewis. So 6-3 Red Ears give Kyle an RBI. Base is clear now with two outs, and Drew Ellis the batter. Yeah, the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Thought it was an interesting question. Who would the Rainiers All-Star be if there was a AAA All-Star game this year? And a lot of this stuff ends up getting based on just the traditional stats, as here's a swing and a foul out of play. And I think the top candidates would have been Brian O'Keefe and Jared Keldick on the hitting side of things, with Eric Mejia a candidate as well. It would kind of depend on the positions around the league and what they needed. Here's a swing and a hot shot to short, fielded by Amaya. Throw to first in time for the out to end the inning. And Nick Ramirez would be a candidate out of the Rainiers bullpen if there was a AAA All-Star game this year, but there's not. All right, Rainiers get one run at the bottom of the sixth inning without a hit, and there were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers lead 6-3 over Oklahoma City. We head to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Connor Wade, the Rainiers starting pitcher today, has been on a roll, and he has retired 13 consecutive batters. And his first pitch to Jake Amaya leading off the seventh is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Wade's next pitch swung on, hit in the air towards shallow left center, ranging in his wall, and he's there, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out in the top of the seventh inning. Connor Wade with another quick out. That's been his specialty today. He's made it through 6 1/3 innings on just 73 pitches. Now Hunter Fiducia is the batter. There is a left-hander lightly beginning to toss in the Tacoma bullpen. Pitch to Fiducia. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Fiducia has one of Oklahoma City's four hits in this game, a double in the second inning when they rallied for all three of their runs. And now foul hit by Fiducia, and the count's even, 1-1. So Brennan Bernardino warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. Now this pitch is down low for a ball. Two and one the count. And the pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Wade with 6 1/3 innings pitched today, now in his longest start of the year for Tacoma. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Fiducia. And Wade has his third strikeout of the game. 15 consecutive batters he has retired. The equivalent of five perfect innings. And now Andy Burns will be the batter. Wade's best start of this season came on May 20th at Sacramento when he tossed six shutout innings of two-hit ball. As the pitch is a strike to Andy Burns. And in that game, he was very economical with his pitches. He threw only 68 pitches to get through six innings. So he's doing something similar today, but without the shutout element, because they did get to him for three runs in the second inning. Oh, one pitch misses. One ball, one strike to Burns. Now Wade into his motion, and the 1-1 is outside. Two balls, one strike. Wade trying to finish off the seventh. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and popped up. That should do it. It's on the infield. Blandino makes the catch on the infield grass, and that does it for Oklahoma City in the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, 16 in a row. Set down by Connor Wade. We go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score Tecoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, Tecoma with a 6-3 lead over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. New pitcher, left-hander Justin Brule to face Marcus Wilson, who will be followed by Joe Odom and Trey Ambergy. Here's Brule with his pitch to Wilson, and it is taken for a strike, going 1 the count. Brule 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA in 11 games. And his next pitch is inside. It almost hit Wilson on the foot, a slider running in on him. 1-1 the count. So the Mariners won their 14th in a row today, 6-2. And a couple of fun notes have emerged on that. Well, first, it's one away from the franchise record. We've been following that. The franchise record is 15 in a row from the 2001 Mariners. As here's a grounder to short that's handled by Amaya, and he throws out Marcus Wilson, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Joe Odom is next. The 14-game win streak is going on hiatus because of the All-Star break. It is the longest win streak going into the All-Star break in Major League history. So we'll see if that impacts it or not. I don't know. Are they going to come out and win 15 on Friday? So here's a pitch in for a strike to Odom. Where are they on Friday anyway? Houston. They're at home against Houston. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It'd be fun to keep it going against the Astros, wouldn't it? 0-1 pitch, bounced foul by Odom, and he's behind at the count 0-2. Julio Rodriguez had a two-run double today. He's in the home run derby tomorrow and in the All-Star game on Tuesday. The last time the Mariners won 14 games in a row, Julio Rodriguez was 6 months old. Here's a swing and a bouncer to second. That's fielded by Bush, and they throw out Odom at first base, two away at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Trey Ambergy will be the hitter. Right, here's lead 6-3, two outs in the third. Two outs in the seventh. They've had one hit since the third inning, yet have scored five runs during that time. They've come back to take the lead, primarily due to walks and some aggressive base running and one timely hit by this guy, Trey Ambergy. And he swings and fouls one off with the score tied 3-3 in the fifth inning. And the base is loaded. And a new pitcher on the hill, Ambergy, singled in a pair of runs to give the Rainiers the lead. The only Tacoma hit since the third inning. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right, and coming in is Outman. He's there and he makes the catch, and Justin Brule sets down the Red Ears with ease in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. So we head to the eighth inning. It remains Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
We go to the eighth inning. Tacoma with a 6-3 lead over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And the Red Ears have gone to the bullpen. Connor Wade done after seven innings today. Just a tremendous outing. And Connor Wade in his longest start of the year. Finally done. And Danny Young in from the pen. Young will face Tony Walters, Drew Avens, and Michael Bush in the top of the eighth. Walters is 1-for-2. Young, the lefty who throws a lot of sliders with his pitch, and it is inside and it hit him. Walters is hit by the first pitch, a slider that didn't slide out of his way. And Walters is on to get things started in the eighth inning. Now, Young ready, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Connor Wade retired the final 16 batters he faced, allowing the last base runner in the second inning. Now the 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. Wade permitted four hits, all in the first two innings of the game. He allowed three runs, all in the second inning. He walked one and struck out three and retired the final 16. What an outing. See if the Rainiers bullpen can finish things up. Here's a swing and a slow bouncer up the middle. Diving McCoy, he can't come up with it. It sneaks through into center field. Walters goes all the way to third. Avens is aboard, and Oklahoma City is going to get the tying run to the plate here with no one out in the eighth inning. Drew Avens with his third hit of the game, a dribbler through the middle of the diamond that just eluded the Red Ears infielders. And there are runners at the corners. For Michael Bush. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Fastball call to strike, and that evens things up 1-1. Now this pitch swung on, popped up down the left field line. Ambergie moving into foul ground, has room, and he makes the catch. And fires it back in and keeps the runner at third base. So there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Bush fouls out to Trey Ambergie down the left field line. Don't see too many foul balls caught down the line down there because there's not much in the way of foul territory between the chalk line and the start of the party decks. And Ambergie was able to make the play down there in limited space. So here's Jason Martin representing the tying run, and the pitch from Danny Young is inside for a ball, 1-0. Martin, the Oklahoma City home run leader with 19, and he's hit six of the 19 against left-handed pitchers, and despite being a left-handed hitter, he hits left-hand pitchers better than righties. He takes this pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Walters at third and Avens at first for Oklahoma City. One out at the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch is a check swing, foul tip at the plate, and that is strike two. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2 is coming from Danny Young, and well, a toss to first base first to keep Avens close. Avens likes to steal and has 17 stolen bases this season. Now the next pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Martin for the second out of the eighth. A big out there for the Red Ears. Danny Young strikes out the dangerous Jason Martin. And now there are two men gone. Nice slider there from Young. Right at the knees. Big break to it. So much horizontal movement on Young's slider. Now he'll work on Ryan Noda. The pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0. Want to know the count? Next pitch, is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Now Young's ready. Here comes the one ball, one strike pitch to Ryan Noda with the runner. Avens taken off. It's down low for a ball. No throw by Odom. Avens steals second base. His 18th stolen base of the season. So runners at second and third now with two outs. Two balls, one strike to Noda. Rainiers have the infield shifted with three on the right side. Blandino out on the outfield grass. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Young trying to close out this inning, but the tying run is at the plate for Oklahoma City. Young is set and time called by the batter, Noda. He uses his timeout here. Each batter gets one timeout in this new expedited pace of play era. Now we're ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is a slider outside. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the third base umpire, Randy Rosenberg. And Noda strikes out, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. No runs for Oklahoma City on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Six to three, Tacoma leads Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher in for Oklahoma City. They're really getting up there in their pitcher count. They have now used eight pitchers today. This is left-hander Garrett Clevenger, 0-2 with a 3.00 ERA in 27 innings. 42 strikeouts, 16 walks. Here's his pitch to Scott Heineman, and it is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. Rainiers in their final game before the All-Star break. Next game is Friday on the road in Salt Lake City. First pitch will be 5:35 p.m. Pacific time if you want to follow along here. So here's a pitch down and in for a ball. We'll have the broadcast for you on this stream. And only a three-game series in Salt Lake, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the Rainiers will return home and have a six-game series against a team that we have not seen this year, the El Paso Chihuahuas, starting a week from Tuesday here at Cheney Stadium. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Still 1-2 to Heineman. So it'll be Tuesday, the 26th of July, when the Rainiers are back in Tacoma. And that's a six-game series that'll run that whole week, Tuesday through Sunday. So now the 1-2 is outside for a ball. And you can check out the Rainiers website for the schedule, upcoming promotions, all that stuff, TacomaRainiers.com. Or you can go to WERTacoma.com and access it that way as well. The 2-2 is swung on and grounded toward short. That's fielded by Amaya, and he throws out Heineman at first base, one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Coming up, though, before our next Rainiers game on Friday, lots of Major League stuff to follow. With the Home Run Derby tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Julio Rodriguez in it, first Mariner in quite some time. Robinson Cano was the last Mariner to participate in the Home Run Derby. As here's a pitch that misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to McCoy. Now Clevinger is set. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-1. So the Home Run Derby Monday at 5. The Major League All-Star Game is on Tuesday. I think that also starts at 5. As now a swing and a foul tip. The MLB draft is going to start momentarily, according to the MLB Network. They have a countdown on the pick clock right now. The first pick is in 12 minutes. The Orioles go number one. Here's the 1-2 pitch to McCoy, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. There are three sons of recent major leaguers who are expected to go in the first round. Now the 2-2 pitch. Down to the dirt ball, 3. Andrew Jones' son, Drew Jones, is in the mix for number one, as is the former outfielder Matt Holliday's son, who is a possible number one pick also. So now the 3-2 is swung on and driven towards left, and it gets down for a base hit, and it goes right past Jason Martin, who olayed it, trying to get it on a short hop. McCoy's around second. He's on his way to third, and he is in there standing up. And the Rainiers have a runner at third with just one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. This ball was lined to left, and Jason Martin tried to backhand it on a short hop, but he completely missed it in left field. And McCoy is being credited with a single, and he goes to third base on a two-base error by the left fielder. So a runner at third with one out, and now Alex Blandino is the batter. He is flied out and twice walked. The infield's in. And the pitch from Clevinger is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. 96 at the knees from the lefty. Now the 0-1 is swung on and yanked foul down the third baseline. And that almost got McCoy as he was leading down the line from third. He had to hit the deck. Comes the 0-2 with the infield in. And the pitch is swung out and bounced foul on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Blandino Usually a very patient hitter, draws a lot of walks, but this is an RBI situation here. Runner at third, one out. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Clevenger's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the second out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Rainier's trying to get into the All-Star break on a winning note. We return to action on Friday, July 22nd, and a great stat pulled by the Rainier's PR director, Paul Braverman. So now the pitch is in for a strike to Wall. If you line up, there was no All-Star break last season, but if you line up the dates from July 22nd on to the end of the season, same day the Rainiers resume play this year. Last year, Tacoma was 43 wins, 21 losses from July 22nd on to the end of the season. They won a smidge more than two-thirds of their games. See if they can get hot in the second half again this year. Here's the 1-1 now to Forrest Wall. And it is swung on and fouled towards the visitor's radio booth, but it doesn't go in there. I'm sure Alex Friedman is upset that he wasn't able to get that souvenir baseball. 1-2 pitch coming. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is a check swing on a pitch up and in, and he went around, says the third base umpire, and Wall has struck out, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit, and one error, and one runner left on. We go to the ninth. The Red Ears have to hope that a three-run lead's going to be enough. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. The Red Ears leading Oklahoma City 6-3. Tacoma trying to pick up a victory today, and that would salvage a split of the six-game series. And it would also give the Red Ears a little bit of a lift going into the break. Matt Cook is in from the bullpen in a save situation for Tacoma. He's 4-1 on the year with three saves, a 3.70 ERA. This is the right-hander's 25th appearance. He'll face James Outman to start things off. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Outman 0-2. He walked to lead off the second inning. That's when the Dodgers scored their runs. He pops this one up to shallow right center. Four players converging on it, and Wall, the center fielder, takes over and makes the catch, and Outman is retired, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. They get that all-important first out. Keep the leadoff man off base. And now Jake Amaya is the hitter. Amaya, right-handed batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Cook now with the 0-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss at a cutter, and that is strike two. No balls, two strikes. A right-hander from Iowa, Matt Cook, with the 0-2 pitch on its way, and time called by the batter right when Cook was about to pitch. Oh no, they called a pitch clock violation instead. So one ball, two strikes to Amaya. Cook was into his motion when they called that. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a foul back, still 1-2. Everybody have your hands. Matt Cook. Last pitched on Thursday, worked an inning then, got the final outs of a Rainiers win in that game. His next pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Amaya, and two men are gone in the ninth. The Rainiers are an out away from victory. Hunter Fiducia is the batter.
Hunter Fiducia.
Fiducia. 1-3 with a double and an RBI and a run scored. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air, foul. Out of play down the left field line. That is strike one. Next pitch, called a strike. 0-2 the count to Fiducia. The Red Ears are a strike away from victory. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners today, 6-3 over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And with this result, the Rainiers get a split of the six-game series with a team that's in first place in the East. And Tacoma has some positive feelings going into the All-Star break as they end up getting the split of this series, and the Red Ears improved their record to 38-51 on the year. And everyone will disband for the break, take a few days off, see their families in most cases, and then reconvene in Salt Lake City for the opener of a three-game series on Friday night at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Red Ears win it 6-3, the final score. We invite you to stay tuned. The Tacoma Red Ears postgame show is coming up next.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Rainiers win. They take down Oklahoma City 6-3, and the Rainiers salvage a split of the six-game series, winning the finale today. And everyone with a smile as they head to the All-Star break. Didn't start out real good for the Rainiers. Oklahoma City scored three runs at the top of the second inning against Connor Wade, who walked the leadoff man. He doesn't usually walk anybody, and he walked the leadoff man, and then with one out, Hunter Fiducia doubled to the gap in right center, and Outman, who had walked, scored. Then with two outs, they had back-to-back run-scoring hits, a double by Tony Walters that brought in Fiducia, and then Drew Avins, a base hit the other way, one of his three hits on the day. And Oklahoma City was ahead 3-0 in the second inning. And little did we know that when Connor Wade got Michael Bush to pop up for the final out in the second inning, that would be the start of something special. Wade would then retire the next 15 batters in a row. Perfect innings in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. It totally retired the final 16 batters he faced, including the last man in the second inning. He was just in complete command from that last out of the second inning to the last out of the top of the seventh inning. Just a tremendous performance from Connor Wade today. And the Rainiers ended up making him a winner because Tacoma slowly but surely came back and took the lead. And they did it with a lot of help from the Oklahoma City Dodgers pitching staff, which was kind of wild today. In the bottom of the second inning, the Rainiers got one back when Trey Ambergy led off with a walk. Scott Heineman singled him to second. And then Mason McCoy pulled a base hit through the left side, bringing in Ambergy and making it 3-1. The Rainiers would get two on with two outs that inning, but Kyle Lewis bounced out against reliever Marshall Kosowski, and the Rainiers settled for just one run in that inning. It was still 3-1 when we went to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Dellen Betances came in to pitch for Oklahoma City. Now, he's had control problems. He's the former Yankee All-Star, four-time All-Star. And Betances trying to come back from some injuries. He's had control problems, probably as a result of that. And they continued in a big way today. He walked Alex Blandino to lead off the fifth. Forrest Wall tried to bunt and ended up getting smoked in the leg by a pitch. And so there were two on. Then Kyle Lewis walked, loading the bases for Drew Ellis. Betances got it together and threw strikes to Ellis and struck him out looking. But that was the only guy he was able to do that to, as he then walked Marcus Wilson to force in a run and make it 3-2. Then he walked Joe Odom to force in the tying run and make it 3-3. And that was it for Betances. The Rainiers went to the Oklahoma City went to the bullpen, brought in Justin Hagenman to face Trey Ambergy, and Ambergy had the only hit of this four-run rally, And it was a big one, a clean two-run single to left center field. It brought in both Kyle Lewis and Marcus Wilson with the go-ahead runs, and Tacoma was ahead 5-3. Trey Ambergy with the big hit of the game, no doubt about it, there in the fifth inning. Raiders got another run of the sixth because of wildness and speed. Alex Blandino drew a leadoff walk against reliever Bobby Wall, and then Forrest Wall bounced into a force out, so Wall was the runner at first with one out. Wall proceeded to steal second base, went to third on a wild pitch, and scored on Kyle Lewis's chopper to the shortstop with the infield in, and that made it 6-3 Tacoma. And that would be enough. We talked about Wade and his great start, and then the bullpen got it done too. Danny Young got in a little trouble in the eighth with a hit batter and a single to the first two men he faced, bringing the tying run to the plate, but he got the next three hitters out. And then Matt Cook came in the ninth, retired the side in order, and the Raiders were winners today, 6-3, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma, 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Oklahoma City scored 3 runs on 5 hits, made 1 error, left 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Connor Wade, who is 3-3. The save goes to Matt Cook, his 4th. Loss goes to Dellen Betances. He falls to 0-2. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 22 minutes, and the attendance was 6,504. With the win, the Raiders are now 38-51 on the season, and Oklahoma City falls to 52-38 on the year. Both teams are off for the All-Star break. The Raiders will be back at it on Friday in Salt Lake City. First pitch at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, we've got a 4-day All-Star break, and the Raiders are going to enjoy a few days off. We're going to check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Tacoma Raiders post-game show continues right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Raiders beat Oklahoma City 6-3, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, which has been a very happy place for Seattle Mariners fans recently. It just continued today. They beat the Rangers 6-2 for their 14th consecutive win, one shy of the franchise record. As today they were down early, 1-0, and then a go-ahead two-run homer was hit by Cal Raleigh. And they scored another run when Ty France went deep for a solo shot. France was added to the American League All-Star team earlier today. And then Julio Rodriguez hit a big two-run double. And the youngster, who was just 6 months old the last time the Mariners won 14 in a row, was a big part of the win today as the M's beat Texas 6-2 to go to 51-42 on the season going into the break. The 14-game winning streak is the longest by a team in Major League history going into the All-Star break, and it is one shy of the Mariners' franchise record of 15 in a row set by the 2001 squad that won 116 games. What a time it is for the Seattle Mariners right now. All right, let's go to our American League scoreboard. Toronto beat Kansas City 4-2. The Mariners are one game ahead of them in the wild card standings. Alejandro Kirk hit a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning to lead the Blue Jays to the victory. He's a really good hitter, Alejandro Kirk. The Yankees blast the Red Sox for the second day in a row. This time it was 13-2. Matt Carpenter drove in three more runs. Garrett Cole dominant, went seven innings, allowed just two runs on four hits and struck out a dozen with no walks. Tampa Bay knocks off Baltimore 7-5 despite losing another key player to injury. That's been the story of their season, yet they're 10 games over 500 anyway. Today, Harold Ramirez, who has been a great hitter for them, hitting over 320, left with a broken thumb. They still hit three homers, Francisco Mejia, Brett Phillips, and Randy Arozarena, all going deep for Tampa. White Sox shut out the Twins 11-0 in Minneapolis. Dylan Cease went seven scoreless innings, allowing only one hit to get his ninth win of the year. Andrew Vaughn had three hits and three runs batted in, including his 10th homer of the season. White Sox took 3 out of 4 at Minnesota. The AL Central is tight going into the break. The Twins are in first. Cleveland is 2 games back, and the White Sox are 3 games back. That's going to be a good race in the second half. A's beat the Astros 4-3 in Houston. Steven Vogt with the go-ahead RBI single in the 8th inning to lead Oakland to the upset win over Houston. And Detroit and Cleveland got rained out in Cleveland. They're going to make it up as a doubleheader on August 15th. Please make a note of it. In the National League, the Washington Nationals defeat the Atlanta Braves 7-3, the final score, as the Nats had homers from Juan Soto and Victor Robles, and they ended a 9-game losing streak with the victory today. Soto's homer, his 20th of the year. Philly shut out the Marlins in Miami 4-0 behind Aaron Nola, who came 2 outs away from a complete game. He struck out 10. The Phillies completed a 3-game sweep on the road at the Fish. Cubbies knock off the Mets 3-2 at Wrigley. Nico Horner with a go-ahead RBI single at the bottom of the 8th inning to snap that tie and lead the Cubs to the victory. The Pirates mashed out 16 hits at Coors Field and beat the Rockies 8-3. Kevin Newman and Michael Chavis with 3 hits apiece for the Pirates. And the Giants ripped the Brewers 9-5 today, getting homers from Brandon Belt and Lamont Wade Jr. And San Francisco 5 games over .500. Reds and Cardinals postponed in St. Louis. Rain, they'll make it up on September 17th in a doubleheader. Please make a note of that. And the Diamondbacks lead the Padres 3-1 in the 9th inning in San Diego, the last game going right now. And the MLB draft is beginning right now also on the MLB Network and I think on ESPN also. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears win 6-3. We'll be back with more after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI. RBI.
Red Ears win. They beat Oklahoma City 6-3 here at Cheney Stadium to go into the All-Star break on a positive note. And the Red Ears earn a split of the 6-game series with Oklahoma City, which is no joke. Oklahoma City came into this series with the best record in the league. And they're in first place in their division. And the Red Ears were able to get a split against them, especially considering that Tacoma lost the first 2 games of the 6-game series. That's a nice way to finish it up, but taking 3 of the final 4 games from a very good Oklahoma City Dodgers club. And Connor Wade, great start today, went 7 innings, allowed 3 runs, retired the final 16 batters that he faced. A tremendous outing for Wade, who picked up his 3rd win as a Red Ear. And Tacoma gets the victory in this one, 6-3. Some scores from the PCL, or at least some news, I guess. Albuquerque leads Sacramento 7-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Sacramento. The news is that three teams in this league scheduled night games on the Sunday going into the All-Star break. And, oh, boy, the poor guys. They don't get a jump start on their break like the Right Ears players. There are guys on this team who are going home for the break, and they're heading off to the airport. They're going to get a flight home tonight and sleep in their own beds, but not these guys who are playing night games. Reno is at Sugar Land. They're just underway in the first inning. Reno has already scored a run. Round Rock is at El Paso. That's of note. El Paso can move into first place in the East if they beat Round Rock tonight. And Salt Lake is at Las Vegas, where they always play night games in the summer. And that one was to be expected there for sure, that they were going to play a night game. I don't understand why Sugar Land is playing a night game against Reno tonight when they had a day game earlier in the series, I think on Wednesday. So it can't be heat-related this time of year there if they played a day game a few days ago and aren't playing one today. Very strange. Whatever. Anyway, it's the All-Star break. We're going on vacation. We'll see you on Friday, 4 days off. The Home Run Derby is tomorrow at 5. Julio's in that. The Major League Baseball All-Star game is Tuesday. I believe that starts at 5. And then nothing for you on Wednesday and Thursday, baseball-wise. We'll be back with you on Friday. First pitch, 5:35 p.m., Tacoma at Salt Lake City. A three-game series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we will talk to you on Friday with the broadcast starting at 5:25 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3. Have a great afternoon, and we'll see you on Friday.